Okay, let's start Yeshayahu Perek Gimel as we continue our discussions of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. If last Perek we had a little break of Nechama, the first Perek was Churban, this is Nechama. Now Perek Gimel really gets back to the theme of Perek Aleph, and that is that of the Churban Beis Hamikdash and Chazon Yeshayahu, as it is known. The Perek describes the Yeshayahu Anavi going through the Chataim and the Churban. Because of the Chataim, what's going to happen? All the major people and assets are going to be removed from Yerushalayim, and eventually it's going to get to, there's going to be starvation, there's going to be drought. Oy l'rasha ra, says Yeshayahu Anavi, is going to be terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge everyone, and Hashem is going to take special responsibility needs to be taken by the leaders. And then the second half of the parak describes the women specifically involved that used to be such leaders, and Biskus Nashim Tzidkaniyos, they have turned to be involved in Gili Arayas, as the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, and all the Sukkim are darshined. And the last part of the parak lists off a number of different pieces of jewelry that right now they wear for negative purposes, they wear for Gili Arayas, and eventually they're going to remove them because they're going to realize, A, because they're going to be punished, they're not going to need them anymore, or B, it's going to be a time when they recognize that they're not supposed to use them, and they're going to come back and do tshuva. So that is the overview of the parak, and now we get into the details of the parak. So here we go from the beginning again, parak Gimel. Ki, hine ha'adon Hashem tzvakos, meisir miYerushalayim umiYehuda. Hashem is going to remove. Remember, Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking to Nevuah 130 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and he is saying, this is what's going to happen. Hashem is going to remove from Yehuda, from Yerushalayim, mash'ein u'mash'ena, and all types of support. All types of support. The Bradak says, you say it in Zachar and Akeva, because it's Kafal Ha'inyan. Others say it's referring to two different things. But either way, all types of support. Why Dafke is the word Adon used? Adon Hashem Svakos, that has a specific connotation. If you look in the Radak, and then we'll go backwards. The Radak says here, why Ba'amar Ha'adon, Lahodiyem Kihu Adon Ubiado Laharos Velivnos Lahasbia Ulahariv. Adon means Hashem's in charge of your life. That's what Adon gives the impression. The master, he could destroy, he could build, he could satiate, he could cause hunger. And there are two other places where this might be exactly the reason. If you look at the Netziv points out in Parshas Mishpatim that we have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel mentioned a number of times in the Torah. One of them is here in Mishpatim, where the Torah tells us, V'chag ha'katzir b'kirei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh v'chulu shalosh pamim b'ashana yeiro'eh kol zechorcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Adon Hashem, in the context of Aliyah L'Regel. Why Dafka, in the context of Aliyah L'Regel, is the name of Hashem Adon, the title Adon used, the master? Because when you go to be Aliyah L'Regel, it's hard. You have to leave everything in the town, go to Yerushalayim, all the neighbors know that you're going to Yerushalayim. It takes a very deep level of emunah and of recognition, and knowing that Hashem has to protect the stuff that's left. Right? The Medrash even tells us that one time somebody went to Yerushalayim, a Jew went to Yerushalayim, and then they came back, and their non-Jewish neighbors asked them, "Wow, you never went?" And they said, "No, we did go. We were away for a week." And the Medrash describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim in the form of the people that lived there to pretend that they were walking in out of the house so nobody would come. That's Adon, says the Netziv. Lo nizkar kinui al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem Adon zulas kan u'b'parshas kisisa. Quotes it also in the Parsha of the Moados there. Because ha'hechrech lazov es beso v'kol asher lo v'leilich v'leiros v'davar kashi u'muflag. It's hard to do. Therefore, akein rachmana she'hechrech u'lekach. He promises, basically, that he will take care of everybody that fulfills his dictate. It's also mentioned, we mentioned this back in Sefer Yehoshua, in the beginning of Nevi'im, where Yeshua is describing that we have to go into Eretz Yisrael, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'hine, El Yeshua is giving the commands of following the Aron into the Yardain, Hine Aron Abris Adon Kala Aretz. Over lefnechem bayardein. The Adon is going into the Yardin. Vatak chulachem shneyasar ish. Right, the description of what exactly is happening, but also in that context, going into Eretz Yisrael, which is all about Kadosh Baruch Hu's power and hashkacha over the world, Adon is there used here. So here too, Yeshayahu Navi says Hashem is the one that's going to give you food or take away food. So Adon Hashem Svakos, he will remove meisir miYerushalayim miYehuda. He will remove mashen u'mashena, kol mishan lechem v'kol mishan mayim, bread, water. water, nothing. And also any all types of leaders are going to be removed. Gibor, Ishmael Chama, Shofet, Navi, Koseim, Zakein, judges, prophets, elders, Sar Chamishim, any type of officers, Nesu Panim, anyone who people look at as a leader, Yoetz, advisors, Chacham, Charashim, Nevo Lachash, those who understand, right, they're all going to be removed. That is the simple interpretation of the pasuk, and that's obviously one level that we have to understand it in. But the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga goes through every single one of these words. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Chagiga goes through every word and says it's all referring to a different Torah leader. 18 klalos. The Gemara says in Chagiga Yud Dalet, Yeshaya Navi gave 18 curses here that the Navi, that the Gemara goes through. Shmona Asar klalos. Kilo Yishayo as Yisrael, Veloniskara Daito, Acha Amar Lehem, Amikra Azan, until he got up to Yiravu Anar, which is at the end of Pasuk Hey, until he got up to the last one, he didn't stop. And the Gemara goes through each and every one of these statements. Mashenu Mashena, Kol Mishan Lechem, Kol Mishan Mayim. What do each of these mean? Says the Gemara, Mishan Elubali Mikra, the Mishan of those who teach us Mikra, Mishena Elubali Mishnah, and then you have those who call Mishan Lechem Elubali Talmud, right? Bread, the Torah is compared to bread, it's the basis of life. Milachma the Ishmael Chama Zeshiyodea Lisabli Tainbil Machapta Shal Torah. Right? The Ishmael Chama, the Warth are Shofet, Zedayin, Shadon Dinam Islamito, Navi, Kamashmo, Kosim, goes through everyone. Zakain, Ra'ul Yeshiva, Sar Chamishim, it means Sar Chumashim, Zeshiyodea Lisabli Tainbil Chamishi Chum Shay Torah. Every one of these, Nisupanim, Nosimpanim, Bahalacha, Chacham, Tamana, Machimus Rabosav, Chereshim, he opens his mouth, everybody else quiets down, Cheresh, Navon, every one of these is referring to Torah, and based on this, the Mefarshim point out, maybe he is alluding to here, even before the Churban HaBayis, right? We know in Sefer Malachim, in Perachav Dalid, 11 years or so before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that is already when Nebuchadnezzar sent out all leaders of Klal Yisrael, what's called the Gullus of the Cheresh and the Masker, as is described there in Perachav Dalid. Yehoyachin, the king of Yehuda, at that time, goes out to Melech Bavel, he's taken, and Nebuchadnezzar sends out everybody. V'higla has Kol Yerushalayim, v'eskol asarim, v'eskol gibori achayil, asara alafim gola, v'kol acharash v'hamazger, which Chazal Darshan had the Torah leaders, lo nishar zulas dalas ha'ma'aretz. Only a couple of, not too many of the leaders, none of the leaders were left in Yerushalayim at the time. That's what Yeshayo is already referring to here. He's not even talking about the physical destruction. He's talking about, on the surface, he's talking about the physical also. The siege that went on for years, and the famine. But on a deeper level, the Gemara Chagiga tells us that he's talking about the loss of Torah. And as we know, if the Torah leaders are lost, if Torah is lost, then it's not life. The spiritual destruction maybe happened even before the physical destruction. The Rambam, in a very famous comment regarding Arei Miklat, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach says that the halachi is in Maseches Makis, that if a Talmud kills by accident, his Rebbe has to go with him to the Arei Miklat. And if the Rebbe kills, the Talmidim have to go. Why? Talmud Shigalol Arei Miklat. Maglin Rabo Imo. We sent the Rebbe there. Maybe now, maybe, you know, in the time period when there were recordings, you wouldn't have to, but either way, in the days when you needed a Rebbe to learn Torah, Maglin Rabo Imo. Why? Shneamar Vachai. Aselo Kadesha Yichya. That's the Gemara. Vachai, he should live there, so he has to live. This is part of his life. But then the Rambam adds, Vachaye Ba'ale Chachma Umevaksheha Bilo Talmud. The life of Ba'ale Chachma and those who seek Torah without Talmud, Kemisa Chashuvin. It's like death. It's like you can't live like that. It's not life if you can't learn Torah. It's Kemisa Nechshavim. That's the Rambam. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out in one of his Mamarim, it's amazing, if you think about Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, the Gemara tells us, if we remember from Maseches Bamitzia, the Rav Yochanan was involved partially with the death of Reish Lakish, but ultimately, without getting into the whole story, Reish Lakish dies, and after he dies, Rav Yochanan cannot continue. Rav Yochanan is so upset, and he goes around, and they try to give him another student who always supports him, and Rav Yochanan said, you think I want a Talmud that can support me? No! He said, I want Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish used to ask me a a lot of kashas, and then we gave it to an answer, and we really understood the sugya. He says, Atka Bar Lakisha. Bar Lakisha used to ask me 24 questions, I gave 24 answers. And Rabbi Lazar supported him, but he wasn't interested. So he went, and he says, Azlava Karamane. He tore his clothing, he lost his mind. Heichad Bar Lakisha, Heichad Bar Lakisha. He couldn't survive Rabbi Yochanan without his chavrusa, without his Talmud, until he lost his mind. The Rabbanan davened for him, and he died. The Noach Nafshe. Says the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it's pretty amazing if you think about it, because the Gemara Brachas tells us that Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. So it's terrible. He lost 10 sons, but look at the contrast. He was able to survive losing sons, which is unfathomable also. But to lose his chavrusa, he couldn't, because that was his life. That was Mamish's life, says the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And that's what the Gemara is darshaning here. That all of the Torah leaders were left and gone, and that was really the spiritual destruction of Yerushalayim. Where the Ben Yoyada even adds, the Ben Yoyada on that Gemara in Chagiga says, there are many more klalas, there are many more bad things that Yishayahu Anavi is going to talk about. So why does the Gemara say, these 18, this is it? Says the Ben Yoda, because this is the root. If you don't have Torah or the Zchus HaTorah, then everything else falls away. Ki Zchus HaTorah Sha'oskim Ba Megin Litchos HaPeronis Masha'enkein Bahai Kra Shehizkir Bittol Torah V'Limuda Imkein Kohani Peronis Dehizkir Kan Chashav Klalos De'ein Mish Yitchosam. That is a final straw. So all of these on a deeper level, besides talking about famine and leaders, physical leaders, but it also refers to Torah leaders. Let's continue. After all the leaders that are going to be missing, Pasuk Dalet, Vanasati Na'arim Sarayim, who are going to come become our leaders, kids, children, V'salulim Yimshulubam. Rashi says, Salulim are people who make fun of us, scoffers, right? Terrible leaders, right? These aren't going to be role models. These are going to be the leaders, and these are going to be what the rest of the nation sees after the great leaders have left. V'nigasha'am ish b'ish v'ish b're'eyu. Everybody will go to each other, and the fabric of society are going to be destroyed. Yirhavu anar b'zaken v'anikle b'nichbad. That's the last pasuk of the Gemara. Says after that Yishayahu, you know, he didn't say anymore. Yirhavu anavi, the nar would take insult the zaken, and the nikle, the one that's not mechubad, will insult the one that is Mechubad. Rav Schwab points out that it's interesting. Again, Rav Schwab is a classic, as we've been seeing on Yishayahu. Rav Schwab points out that if you look at the language of the Gemara closely, what does it say? Lo niskara radaito. Yishayahu wasn't calmed down until he said this last one. So does that just mean he wasn't calm? He didn't give them enough until he said these 18. What's so bad about this last one? That the children are going to be the leaders? Why is that so bad? So Rav Schwab says maybe it's just the opposite. Only finally, when he gave this last one, did he start thinking, oh, now I realize I have a little nechama. Why? Because, ironically, says Reb Schwab, he felt somewhat relieved when he foresaw what he considered to be the first glimpse of the eventual restoration of a Torah-based Jewish religious and political life, after it had completely broken down. Strangely enough, the first sign, the first seed of hope for the tshuva of the nation was the rebellious attitude of the younger generation against the parents and the elders. The older generation, remember, they rejected Torah, they rejected Jewish values, and was now being brought to task by their children for its lack of any real values and decadent lifestyle. This would also help maybe help the children to reject their parents' total disregard towards Torah and mitzvahs and begin the tshuva process. And that's what Rav Schwab says. Eventually, these younger members of the Jewish people would embrace the faith and influence others to do so and reestablish Torah. So it was this vision of Yiravu Hanar B'Zakein that he saw a little glimmer of hope, and that's the language of Lo Niskara Radaito in an ironic way. But now let's continue. This is what's going to happen, says Yishayahu. Everybody's going to go to each other. Oh, you have clothing? Be our captain. That could be understood, Rashi quotes, both on a physical level, which is the pashas of the pasuk. People have clothing, they think they have some money. Please give us something, give us something. Or, continuing the Gemara's understanding, you have Torah, teach us something. We want to finally follow Hashem's ways. Katzinti alanu, v'amachshei lazos tachas yadecha. But that's the continuation. Either this machshelo, I have fallen, you're able, it's in your hands to help me out, you're rich, or you can teach me Torah. Yisabayamahu lemar. The pasuk said that the person, the in the conversation will swear, lo ayachovesh, I'm not going to help you out. Ubevesi and lechem in simla, I have nothing. I have no bread or simla, which again can mean I have no physical, no, it just looks like I have things, but I have nothing. I'm also starving and I'm a pauper. Or it means I don't have Torah. It looks like I have a little Torah, but I have nothing. Lo tesimuni ketzina am, right? Don't place me as the captain of the am. I don't have what you are looking for. Ki kashla Yerushalayim v'Yehuda nafal, because they have fallen. So far we haven't said a reason. Now we get into the reason. Why are we going to read such a state? Ki lishonam u'malalem el Hashem lamrot enei kvodo. Because we are rebelling. We rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the Derech Agav, the four words in Pasuk Vav, HaMachshel Azos Takas Yadecha, is also darshan by the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, that a person only succeeds in Torah once he falls in Torah. Only when we make mistakes, that's how we learn. Ein adam omeid al divrei Torah elam kein nichshal bohen. That's why machshel azos, if you fall, tachas yodecha. Then it's going to be in your hand. Then you're going to be able to keep it. Because we make mistakes, but we learn from mistakes, especially in Torah. Continues the Navi. What else has caused the problem? Hakaras panayim ansabam. Hakaras panayim, what does that mean? Rashi goes to pshatim. Number one is they show favoritism in judgment. Hakaras, right, hakaras panayim. Or you see from their faces that they've done something wrong. They have an azus. They're missing, like the Gemara in Yevama says, the midos of every Jew, rachmanim baishanim gomli chazadim. That's the opposite. Hakaras paneim, v'chatasam bistomi gidu. And their sins, they talk about it just like in stone. They're not misvayesh, right? They're not embarrassed about what they did. They're proud of it. Lo ki chedu oy l'nafsham. Woe to them ki gamlu lahem ra'ah. They have achieved ra'ah for themselves. It's going to come back to haunt them. Imru l'tzadik ki tov. Risheo says, don't worry. It's the few tzaddikim among us, ki prim aleim yochelu, are going to get their just reward. Oyel rosh hara, ki gimul yadav yaselo. Tzaddikim are going to get what they deserve, and so will Rishayim. The Gemara darshins, what does this mean? Tzaddik is tov, is there a tzaddik she'eno tov? The Gemara darshins, if he's tov l'shamayim, v'tov l'brios, then he's a full tzaddik. And if not, then he's only a partial. Ami noksav molel, and my nation is going to suffer under the noksim, the nashim mashluvo, and the women are going to rule. What does that mean, women are going to rule? So the Mefarshim say, Rashi the Ratak, the women are going to seduce, they're going to be able to be control of the country, because they're going to seduce the men and do whatever they want. Ami ma'ashrecha matim, your leaders, my nation, the leaders are going to sway you. V'derech archosecha bileu, and they're going to make it terrible. So you know what's going to happen? Nitzav l'riv Hashem, Hashem's going to stand up in judgment. Vo meila din amim. Hashem b'mishpat yavoim zikli amo v'sarah. Hashem is going to specifically be upset at the leaders because they're responsible. Right? The Gemara and Shabbos darshins from this pasuk on Daf Nun Dalid that they didn't do everything they could. Every leader, the more the higher position of authority that a person is in, they have more responsibility to care about and affect the behavior of those around. Call me she'efshal limchos la'anshe beso v'lo micha nitfas la'anshe beso ba'anshe iro nitfas la'anshe iro al kola olam nitfas al kola olam kulo. Where do you know this from? Our pasuk. Hashem b'mishpat yavo im zikne amo v'sarav. Says the Gemara, Sarim Zkatu, Zakenim Machatu, Elaim al Zakenim, Shalom Michu, Bisarim. Right, this is to the leaders. Viatem Biartem Akarem Gzeilas Ani Bivatechem. You stole from the Ani. Does it mean literally they stole from the Ani, or they didn't do enough, so they didn't help the people achieve their potential? Malach and the Daku Ami, and that led to such destruction and the crushing of the nation. Ufnei Aniim Tidchanu Num Hashem Alakim Tzivakos. So Vayomer Hashem. So that is all, again, what have we had so far in this parak? We've had a description of the loss of the leaders, spiritual leaders, physical leaders. We've had the leaders themselves being a problem. And now we get to the source for the Gemara and Yuma. Gemara and Yuma would say on Daf Tes that the big three caused the destruction of the first base of Migdash. Sinas Chinam, the second base of Migdash. Yeshua was talking about the first base of Migdash. So here's the source for Gili Arayas. The Gemara quotes these psukim. Vayomar Hashem Yanki Gabu Benos Sion. The daughters of Sion have walked in an haughty way. Vatilachnu Netuyos Garon. Umisakro Senayim. Their eyes. Special type of makeup that is meant to be to cause others to come to her, or a winking way. Haloch v'talof tafof tilachno v'ragleim ta'akasna. They make make Hashem angry with their legs. The Gemara in Yuma Darshins. What does it mean with their legs? Obviously, they use their legs in order to entice men. Or they used to, whenever they used to go next to men, they used to like put perfume in their shoe, and then right when they got close to the man, they used to crush it, and then it got the smell wafted. They all used all different ways of leading into Gilui Arayos. V'sipach Hashem katko ben osiyon. Hashem is going to eventually give them saras. V'Hashem pasen ya'are, a hard phrase to translate, some type of punishment that's going to happen. All the Rishonim deal with what that is. The Mefarshim point out that, you know, why is the focus here on the women? Maybe it's because, Rav Schwab discusses this and others, because historically the women were really our leaders, right? Beschuzashim Sidkanios, we were Nigal, by the Chet HaEgel, the women didn't take part of it. And there's so much that the women have done. Why? That's interesting. The Torah quotes a minhag of women not to do certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. Why dafka Rosh Chodesh? Because they didn't take part in Chet HaEgel. Right, what is that? Right, and that's why they got the months instead of the Shvatim. Right, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov or Pesach Shavuot and Sukkos. The Shvatim had the months until the Egel, and then it went to their wives. So what does that mean? So some of the Bali Musar explain the women always had a positive outlook, always were optimistic. In Mitzrayim they were optimistic. By the Chet HaEgel they were optimistic. So the moon symbolizes optimism. You can't see it, the moon right now, but it's getting bigger. And that's the power that women have. And here, they misused it, and they just led the nation astray in the opposite way. And that's why it is so terrible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about them. Bayomahu continues the Pasuk in Pasuk Yurches. Bayomahu, Rashi says, this is Yemos HaMashiach. Or the Radak says, maybe this is even in the time of Achaz. For the time of Achaz, the father of Chizkiyahu. Right? Either way, Yasir Hashem. Hashem is going to remove, and here it is, the list of all of the pieces of jewelry that women used to wear, Tiferet HaChasim, Shvisim, Saronim, Rashi Radak go through, they're all different types of jewelry. Hashem's going to remove them. V'haya Pasach Avdal, Atachas Abosem Mok, instead of different types of jewelry and perfume, Mok is going to be rotting. Yeah. V'dachas Chagorah Nikba, it's going to be terrible. All because, last phrase, Kitachas Yofi. Because instead of beauty, this is what's going to happen. Kitachas Yofi, or others say, so upshot, Tachas Yofi. Instead of what their goal in life has been till now, Yofi, their Yofi is going to be taken away from them. Right? The Mitzudas David says that they were miyapa themselves for the Noafim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away. Again, we know, inherently, beauty is something very important. And the Gemara has more than once that L'chabava al-Bailan, a woman should try to be beautiful for her husband. The problem that the Yishayahu is talking about is the women were dafka, not just beautiful for their husbands. They were trying to be beautiful for everybody and all the men out there. And that is something that is obviously something terrible. Rabbi Schwab at the end of the parak says, and we have to remember, to have a karas atov for the Beis Yaakov movement. He talks about Sarah Schneer, and he says, you have to realize that in 100 years ago, this was not a davar pashut, that women would get educated. They hadn't gotten educated in history till then. But this is the greatness of the Beis Yaakov movement, which was started some 80 years ago by Sarah Schneer, who was one of the greatest women in Jewish history. The woman saved the Jewish people in our time, writes Rabbi Schwab. Because this is because if we don't educate our boys and girls, our sons and daughters in the right way, it could lead to terrible things. And therefore, that's why the parak ends. Messiah v'cherev yipolu v'ratim v'macham. Hashem's going to stand in judgment, and we have to realize that Yishayahu is telling the nation at the time. Okay, so we continue. We learned a lot of messages from here. Sometimes children ultimately represent the future, the reasons for sin, the fact that Torah is mechaya. And without a life of Torah, it's like nothing. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Right, a lot of these messages come up from this parak that we just learned. Okay, we'll stop here.